USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Afghanistan, it's already September 11th, and there's been a bombing near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. This comes just after the U.S. announced that it's broken off talks with the Taliban. Apparently, National Security Advisor John Bolton opposed the talks, and that's why the president fired him. John Bolton was ousted after clashing with the president and the Secretary of State on numerous policy issues. In his 17 months, Bolton never worked well with the national security team and had become increasingly isolated, even skipping meetings sometimes. He and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo were head-to-head in a public feud.
I know everyone's talked about this for an awfully long time. There were definitely places that Ambassador and I, Bolton and I, had different views about how we should proceed.
The president had also expressed concerns about Bolton before he was let go. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The New York Times, CNN, and many others have reported that a former top Russian official head spy was spirited to the United States amid concerns he might be exposed because of media coverage of the Russia interference in the 2016 election. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling reporters,
suffice to say that the reporting there is factually wrong.
The Times reported that the man rose through the ranks of the Russian government and revealed that President Vladimir Putin personally ordered the effort to influence the campaign. The CIA says the informant was removed because of the administration's alleged mishandling of classified information. The man, convicted of crashing his car into a crowd that was protesting a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017, has been ordered to pay more than $75,000 to some of the wounded. A federal court released the restitution agreement for James Fields on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A small conservative cable news outlet is suing an MSNBC host. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
One America News filing the $10 million lawsuit against Rachel Maddow on Monday in San Diego. It accuses Maddow of defaming OAN by saying it, quote, really, literally is paid Russian propaganda. She made that comment during a July broadcast based on an article in the Daily Beast, which reported that one of OAN's on-air correspondents is also paid to write for Kremlin-owned Sputnik. OAN does strongly support President Trump in its coverage. An OAN lawyer said the channel is owned, operated, and financed by the Herring family of San Diego. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Techies are buzzing over the latest product by Apple. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
Apple is unveiling a new slew of tech toys at its fall event in Cupertino, including new cell phones, the iPhone 11, 11 Pro, and 11 Pro Max. The latter two boasting three cameras on the back. CEO Tim Cook also unveils other products in the Apple family.
The new iPad bringing a 10.2-inch Retina display, support for Apple Pencil and Smart Keyboard, and the power of iPad OS to more people than ever before. The new Apple Watch Series 5 with its always-on Retina display, compass, new finishes, and the amazing new features of watchOS 6.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.